A few weeks ago, as we began the celebration of the season of Advent, we blessed our Advent wreath and lit one lone candle at the beginning of the season. And here we are now, all four candles lit, glowing, waiting for the celebration of Christmas. A celebration that begins in just 6 days. Does that make you excited? I'm sure there are some young people here tonight who are very excited by that. Maybe it makes others of us anxious. Anxious about the things that we have to accomplish in the next 6 days. I did a little mental list for myself of the things I have to accomplish in the next 6 days. And I have to be honest with you, it made me a little anxious. Wrapping to do. Fortunately, no more Christmas presents to buy. I have all of those. But wrapping that needs to be done, cooking that needs to be done, the decorating of the church on Tuesday, and oh yeah, I need a homily for Christmas. That's really important. But all of these things make us anxious around the celebration of Christmas. Maybe you're anxious about spending time with your family over these days. Family relationships can be strained and bring anxiety into our lives. This Advent, we have been focusing on the fact that our lives are full of anxieties. Our lives are messy. And on the first Sunday of Advent, remember, Jesus warned us. He said, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from the anxieties of daily life." The anxieties of daily life. Those are all the messes that we find ourselves in our lives. Messes because of things we have done, choices we have made. Messes because of the choices of other people, their decisions. Our own sinfulness that allows the devil to get a hold in our lives. And messes that happen, we don't really even know why. Like an unexplained illness or disease, something that is no fault of ours or anyone else's. On the second Sunday of Advent, we reflected on how the sacrament of reconciliation helps us clean up our spiritual lives, to break down the mountains and fill in the valleys so that the Lord can come with all of the graces he wants to give us in our lives. On the third Sunday of Advent, last Sunday, remember St. Paul told us, have no anxiety at all. And when we do, he told us, we should turn to prayer and petition to make our requests known to God. We're never going to be able to get rid of all of the anxieties of our lives, all of the messiness of our life. That's impossible. But what we can do is we can learn to live with God's grace through those anxieties, through those messes. God gives us so many tools to help us to live with the messiness of life, to accompany us through that journey. And on this fourth Sunday of Advent, God's holy word presents to us the example of our Blessed Mother, Mary, the gift of her faith as a witness for our lives. Because when we think about the anxieties of our lives, the messes of our lives, we can get very self-centered. We can get very self-focused. How am I going to solve them? What do I have to do? How am I going to handle this? And today, Mary shows us that this is not the right response. So let's take a look at today's gospel. Let's go deeper into today's gospel reading. This reading, this event, is called the Visitation. It's one of the mysteries of the Rosary. And what has happened up until this point? Well, St. Luke tells us that Mary is betrothed to Joseph. In the ancient Judaism, betrothal was sort of like our concept of engagement, except there the husband, the man and woman were legally bound together. They hadn't yet lived, they don't yet live together, but they are legally married. So St. Luke tells us that Mary is married to Joseph, and the angel Gabriel comes, and he says, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And he says to her that you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. And the angel Gabriel goes on to say that Jesus will be great. He will be the Son of the Most High. God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And Mary, in her humility, wonders how this is possible. And the angel Gabriel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and overshadow you. So the child in your womb will be called holy. And she says yes. She says yes to God, to being part of that plan. She doesn't think about everything that could possibly happen in the future. She trusts God. She says yes. And so the Holy Spirit overshadows her. And she conceives Jesus in her womb. Now think of the issues that Mary would have faced moving forward. What would people think? What would Joseph think? What was he going to do? What is she going to do? How is she going to handle this? What a mess. What am I going to do? And what's her response? St. Luke tells us in the very first line of tonight's gospel, she went in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth. The angel Gabriel had told her that her cousin, who was elderly, had conceived in her old age. She had conceived John the Baptist. And Mary's response is to go and help Elizabeth. I love how St. Luke records that. She went in haste. She hurried. She didn't hang around to wonder over all of the problems that she could have had. She goes. She goes to be of service. And Mary's visitation teaches us that when we are faced with the anxieties of daily life, with the messiness of life, we shouldn't turn in on ourselves. To make ourselves the center of the universe, the center of our world. But rather, we should look out. We should look out to others. Look out to be of service. And you may be thinking, well, that sounds great. But how can I possibly do that? How can I possibly look outside when I have all of these things that go going on in my life? And, you know, the answer to that question, we will receive the answer to that question in just a few minutes at this Mass. The answer to that question is the Holy Eucharist. Jesus comes to us in the Holy Eucharist. The letter to the author of the Hebrews tonight said that we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Jesus offers himself on the cross for us in his humanity to reconcile us to God. And he makes that sacrifice present here on this altar. We're celebrating that this year in the Archdiocese of Baltimore in this year of the Eucharist. We remember that Jesus makes himself present on this altar, that he pours himself so completely into that bread and wine that their substance is changed. It's no longer bread and wine on that altar, but the body and blood of Jesus. We are consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus. And then Jesus comes to be our food in Holy Communion. That is a life-transforming moment. Every time we receive communion. There are so many graces and fruits that come to us through that communion. And among those fruits is this. It's to recognize Christ in the poor. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that. That one of the fruits of receiving Holy Communion is to be able to recognize Christ in the poor. The materially poor, yes, of course. But the spiritually poor as well. The messy poor. The messiness of other people's lives. Receiving Jesus in Holy Communion is meant to have an effect on our lives, to open up our eyes to see other people, to see their poverty, and how we can be of service to them. We want to be in service to our brothers and sisters because we have received Jesus first. And the Blessed Mother demonstrates that to us today. She is the Lord's most perfect disciple. She received Jesus into her body, and then she goes to be of service to her poor cousin Elizabeth, who was elderly and needed her help. When we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, we carry him in our bodies to be of service to others, to bring him to the poor, to force us to look out from ourselves and see Christ in our brothers and sisters. My friends, the Feast of Christmas, which we will celebrate in just a few short days, is the feast of God entering into the messiness of our lives, entering into the messiness of our humanity. And as he enters into our lives, he gives us his Holy Mother. He gives us his Mother Mary to be our example of discipleship. May our reflection on her faith today lead us to be of service to our brothers and sisters, to lead us to look out beyond ourselves and see Christ in everyone.